We begin with a word of prayer. Lord Jesus, open up our hearts and our minds so we might learn persistence in prayer for justice. In your name, amen. Some years ago, Mother Teresa came to Washington. She wanted to visit a very high-powered lawyer, Edward Bennett Williams. And she wanted to enlist Williams into her plan to build a hospice for AIDS patients. Well, Williams had learned about Mother Teresa's visit, and he knew what she was going to ask. And so he confided into a friend and said, "Well, you know, AIDS is really not my favorite charity." So the two of them worked out a polite refusal of her request, and they practiced it. Well, when Mother Teresa arrived, she made out her proposal, and Williams very, very nicely but firmly said that, "I'm sorry, but I'm not going to be able to support you." Well, Mother Teresa said, "Well, let us pray." And she bowed her head, and Williams kind of rolled his eyes, and, well, what else am he's going to do? So he prayed along. And after the prayer, well, Mother Teresa gave the same request, same words and presentation, asking Williams for his support with this AIDS hospice. And again, Williams very politely but firmly said that he was sorry, but he wasn't going to be able to help. And so Mother Teresa said, "Let us pray." And he rolled his eyes again, but he put his head down, and he listened to Mother Teresa as she prayed. And then the handwriting, he saw the handwriting on the wall. And Mother Teresa had trapped him in his own office. And finally, when she ended the prayer, he said, "All right, all right. I pledge my support to your cause." Well, Mother Teresa might remind us of a widow in our gospel text today, who persistently and publicly went after an unjust judge so that she might be granted what she wanted, and that was justice. Now, there are two different ways in which we can take a look at our gospel text for today. And the first direction, well, frankly, it's the way that most of us want to see it go. And that's that sense that if we pray enough, God would answer our prayers. If we are persistent in our prayers, if we pray hard enough, God will answer our prayers. But getting everything we pray for is not always the best. In the movie Bruce Almighty, Jim Carrey plays Bruce, and he is a disgruntled weatherman in a local TV station, and he meets God, played by Morgan Freeman. And long story short, they get into various discussions about different things, and then God decides to give Bruce all of his powers. Well, to see if Bruce could do a better job than God. Well, the first thing he had to deal with the next morning are prayers and prayer requests. And they came up on his computer screen. And the first were just a handful of ones. And he sat down and he gave it some real thought. And then he typed out his answer to each one of those different prayers. That wasn't bad. He thought, I can handle this. And all of a sudden, thousands and thousands and thousands of prayers started rolling across his computer screen. And he was so overwhelmed by those prayer requests, he decided he would take the easy way out. So he highlighted all of them and simply typed in, "Yes." In other words, "Yes, you can have what you pray for." Well, by the time he got out to the street, there was utter chaos in the street, fighting and all kinds of things that were going on. And Bruce realized that it's not always the best thing to give a yes answer to prayer requests. Well, wait a minute, you might be thinking to yourselves, my prayers aren't selfish. I pray for my husband to be able to walk again. I pray that my son would be able to get a good job and support his family. And I pray for all the people who are ill or any situation that I see, I pray for them. Well, persistent prayer doesn't mean that we will eventually tire God so much that He would grant our requests. In fact, that can be dangerous. What do you say to a family who has a loved one in an ICU? Pray harder, pray more often, and God will heal him? And then what do you do if they die? Do you come back and say, well, I guess you didn't pray enough? And how does that idea hit then the family about persistent prayer? Maybe I didn't do enough. Maybe I didn't pray hard enough. And then follows, well, maybe I caused her death because I just didn't pray to God in the correct, persistent way. Well, this idea of persistent prayer to get God to tire down is not the gospel. Isn't that works righteousness? If I work hard enough, if I do things the right way, if I pray long enough, I'll earn God's favor, and then therefore God will give me what I request. That's not the gospel. Well, we come now to the second option for understanding today's prayer. And think about it. What was it that the widow was praying for? She's praying for justice. Said that she was very persistent with this unjust judge. She was fighting him for justice. We may know or remember that widows in that day or time had very little power or had no way to find support. If their husband passed away, all property was taken away from her, and she had no options or ways to receive support unless from the care and the compassion for others. So she was completely powerless at the whims of this judge. Let's take it back to our time. Who are the people in our community that are crying out for justice? Who are the people in our country and in our world that are powerless and are seeking justice? You know, we have so many children in our schools that are bullied. They are abused, they're made fun of, they're assaulted. No one to protect them or pray for justice. There are families that wake up and they find their refrigerator empty and there's no real food to give to the kids. And even though they work very, very hard, it's the greed of the wealthy that doesn't allow them to make a living wage. And they have to make a choice between food or shelter. What about the people around the world that we hear on the news who are kidnapped, forced to work, or worse yet, executed? What about the innocent people who are victims of bombing raids for rebels who have their homes destroyed or have their lives taken away? There are many people in our world who need cries for justice. And who will act on their behalf? Well, certainly not like the judge in our parable. Jesus says an awful thing about this judge is one who neither fears God or respects people. You might call him a sociopath today. He certainly didn't have any compassion for anyone else besides himself. We couldn't look to him for justice. Yet the widow is persistent. Day after day, she tracks him down, calling after him for justice in her case. Day after day, she makes a scene until finally he gives in. Not because he cares for her. Not because he realizes that her situation is important. Because he's worried about himself. He's worried about his reputation being damaged. Or maybe somebody else would come up to him and say, hey, what about my case? Wouldn't you give justice to me as well? So the parable is about praying for justice. You know, Jesus says in the first part or the text that so that you may pray without losing hope. And that's what he's talking about here. There's a lot in our lives and our worlds that we really can't do a whole lot. But in this parable, Jesus calls us to pray in hope, pray unceasingly. Unceasingly for our elected officials, especially during this time for the elections. Praying unceasingly for the men and the women who serve our country in the armed forces. Praying unceasingly for our first responders and for our police. Praying unceasingly for the church, that we may be faithful to our calling. And praying unceasingly that the world in all of its chaos may find the God's hope and direction. We would like the parable to talk about God answering our prayer, but it's answering our call and our need to pray for others and work for others for justice. In Jesus' name, amen.